Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. So I was scrolling the TikTok machine, as I do rarely, aka almost never, and I saw a video, I saw a post about something called girl math. I was immediately annoyed, maybe enraged, but mostly annoyed, even though I didn't know what it was referring to. I just hated the phrase. So it is a trend on TikTok related to personal finance, and it's where people talk about certain and justify certain spending habits. And while some would say it is a fun and lighthearted way to talk about money, others have some concerns about the term. So we are joined by Vanessa Vicaria. She is the math guru. She is the author of Math Hacks, and she is in Toronto today. Hello, Vanessa.
I'm already annoyed and mad.
The reason I'm not so annoyed is because you and I get to have this conversation. If I was talking to anybody else, I think I would be incredibly annoyed. First, let's explain. So I got activated by the phrase, but we're going to talk about the phrase. Before we talk about the phrase, what are they referring to when they use the phrase?
I would like to just say, like, you know, benefit of the doubt, I think this trend started off well-meaning. Okay. I think the idea was that, you know, girls, women, non-males are always kind of like prodded for being like, oh, you're so financially irresponsible. You're spending like $2,000 on a purse and $1,000 on your hair. Like, that's so ridiculous. And girl math started out as a way to be like, and tell me if I'm using this term right, but I think I am, a way to like amortize the cost, right? So to be like, am I right? Like, you spend $500 on your hair, you're going to have that hairstyle for 500 days. A day. Is that amortization?
Yeah, you're spreading it out over the course of time. Sure.
Okay. So that's how it started. And it was started to be like, see, so this isn't really that ridiculous of an expenditure. But very quickly, it morphed to such tenants like, well, if I buy anything under $5, it's free. If I preload my Starbucks gift card with $25 and then I use that gift card to buy coffee, it's free. It quickly morphed into ways to justify spending that are not math. Like, it turned into that. So basically now, like, the trend girl math now, if you look it up, are just a bunch of ways to justify spending that are incorrect and not mathematically sound.
We have known each other for a number of years now. You have written books. You have run a very successful tutoring service. You are a deeply passionate advocate for math, but for women and math and young girls and math, and addressing this confidence gap that often exists for girls and math. How do you layer all that, like your life's work, into this trite little TikTok trend?
First of all, I feel personally attacked. Second of all, like, you might not remember this, but my entire master's degree is in mathematics and gender. My thesis was called Imagining a World Where Paris Hilton Loves Math. And it is specifically about how media representations of women in math are actually the catalyst for so many women choosing not to participate in math, not having the confidence, feeling they have to choose between being like the cheerleader who isn't smart in all the movies and the nerdy friend. So when I see a trend like this, I just think, cool, so I've done nothing with my life. Right. There's all these initiatives to help women, you know, feel confident in STEM and math. And then you see a trend like this and it's like 1,000 steps backwards to be like, haha, but girls, they still can't do math and they definitely can't manage their money.
Right. Like, I should have been a baker in Thornbury. That I would have made a difference in, but instead.
Right. That would have been nice.
Now, reading some of the comments, I saw one that said, older people take the fun out of this stuff. So
were they talking about me?
They were not talking about, know if they were talking about you. It wasn't an article that you were referenced in. How do you address that?
So when I started posting about it on TikTok, I got a lot of comments like that, like not about my age, which is very ageist, but I got a lot of comments being like, haha, I can tell you're not a girl's girl. Like, you have no sense of humor, this kind of thing. And what my response is consistent always with this kind of stuff. My response is this: the reason something is funny often, not always, but often, relies on a harmful stereotype. So for example, if this, and I'm just making this up, but I have a feeling if this was called boy math that it would not be as funny because there is no stereotype out there that boys suck at math or can't manage their finances. I have a feeling that it wouldn't have gone off the same way. So what I try to explain when people say that is, you know, there's a difference between being funny and then being funny at the expense of reinforcing a stereotype that has been harmful for generation after generation. And it's like, there's lots of funny things. Find something else to be funny about. And actually, someone had said, and I loved this, they had said, if we had just called this payday math, it might have been funny. Because a lot of guys are like, wait, I use that exact, all this girl math stuff I use as a guy. So like, I just am like, I mean, I'd be annoyed anyway, because I'd be like, this is not math, but I'd be way less annoyed than being like, and now you're attacking an entire gender's ability to do math.
Yeah. And it is kind of, for me as a gay man, ridiculous that it's okay to have that stereo. If they were to call it gay math, there would be a huge uproar, right? Like,
totally.
But that this is somehow acceptable. I just can't even.
Interesting.
So
yeah.
Let's rename it. Call, if you were to rename it, I've got a name in my mind, but maybe you've got one. What if we called it short-circuited math? Because a lot of these justifications are like, you're not, no, this doesn't make sense. Like there's a behavioral finance reason why you're justifying this in your mind that makes no sense. Do you have a nice little cliche name that you could rename the behavior? Because the behavior is real and the behavior is insightful.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's like, okay, now that we're done being mad about the girl thing, now I'm mad about the use of the word math because it is not math. But I guess like, you know, like it's fake math. That's
yes.
My name for it is like fake finance math. It's not,
yes.
Like, I don't want people thinking this is actual math. Like, it's like, that's not.
That's right.
Math doesn't mean lying.
That's very insightful. It's more short-circuited decision-making. So I'm buying the thing because here's how I've thought it through in my fallacious way. I've thought it through this way and it makes sense for me. It's like how I would do these things on food. Like, you know, I am fully allowed to eat 50 Snickers bars because I went for a walk around the block. Like sure. I fully burned off the calories of 50 Snickers bars because I got out of bed. Like it's a decision-making thing versus me tabulating the calorie count
right.
and the offset of the exercise.
Okay, but that's called something. What is that? You know what? I actually read that this is a site, like if we just take it out of TikTok, isn't this, and I wanted to ask you about this, this is called mental accounting, isn't it?
Yes,
isn't this
it is.
So, so maybe it's something with like accounting in it or like.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. You're right. It's like, let's not call it math. It is about money. So we can say the word spending or like whatever, but then the first word, the adjective has to have something to do with the fact that it's like erroneous. Like it's not correct.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Yes. Go. Like when you're in denial.
When you look at this behavior, was there something in the examples that people brought that you thought, oh yeah, I totally do that.
So first of all, this idea of like, whatever, my fake amortization or whatever is going on, I do that all the time. So like, I actually do that. I do not do things like if it's under $5, it's free. I don't even understand where that, you know, if I use cash, another one, if I use cash to pay for it, it's free because no money has left my account. That doesn't make sense. But I do often justify purchases being like, okay, well, like I ate like lunch that was $30 that was super expensive, but then the rest of the day I only had $10 worth of things. So that's like $40 over the whole day, which means it's only really like $13.33 a meal if I divide it in three. I'll do stuff like that.
Right, right. Yeah. And I have a friend who is super nuts about the like double points days at a particular retailer. And I think, no, do not go to that retailer ever because you're always going to spend more. Even if it's quadruple million the points, go to a discounter and you're going to get your products for much cheaper.
And also, yes.
How do you find you in, because you're very good on social media. You are very, very good. How do you engage in a way that doesn't make you absolutely crazy? You jump on these conversations, sure. You have a voice. How do you walk that line?
I guess it's like funny that you think that because that's not what's happening. Like it does make me crazy. I'm actually on a hiatus from social media where I'm only allowed to post things and I'm not allowed to look at things and people have to like, it does make me crazy because even as soon as I jumped in on the girl math thing, right away, the first thing I got was an insult. Like the first thing I got was, I remember the comment, "Hell, you're not a girl's girl." And I was like, what does that mean? Like, I was so enraged. Like, and then it was like the first like five comments were people being like, "You have no sense of humor. I can tell you're not a girl's girl. Like, you're ugly. Like, of course you spend no money on your hair." See, what? Like, you know what I mean? People are so mean. So, and like, no, I do not handle it well actually at all. So I don't know. I'm glad that it's deceiving, but no, it's hard because I want to weigh in on, I think what started helping is I weighed in on it, but then other people started saying this. And then like, you contacted me to talk, like, do you know what I mean? Then I had a couple of radio interviews. Then it became more of a thing where it's like, when you're speaking, especially on TikTok, which is where this trend started, it is like the worst place to jump into anything because, as you know, it can end up on the wrong side of the talk, and then it's not a good vibe. So I don't know. I think it's just like a numbers thing. It's like, I'm like, I hope that it's going to encourage other people to jump in, and then there's just power in numbers, and the more of us there are saying it, because even I will say in real life, I've had arguments with most of my friends who are like, but it's kind of funny, and I have to be like, okay, but listen. And they'll kind of convert at the end. But I think with a trend like this, it's a bit harder. Like, very quickly, I don't know if you remember this, but last year there was a TikTok trend. And this was the whole trend. You're either pretty or you're good at math. And all the trend is a girl shows up. Since we're using video, I'll show you what they do. They go like this.
Yes.
What am I? That was it.
Oh, God.
That was it.
I can't even. That is like the time we have, Vanessa. Okay, we have to wrap up. No, Vanessa Vicaria is the math guru. She's the author of Math Hacks. I'm not even going to use the phrase because I think we have proven that it doesn't need any more airtime. Here's how I'm going to describe our conversation in this back announce that I'm doing right now. She joined me to talk about mental accounting and the sometimes problematic behavior that people exhibit when it comes to their money. How's that? Huh?
Put that on TikTok. Put that on TikTok right now.
I should put that on TikTok, except for then I'd have to go on TikTok. Vanessa, thank you so much for your time, for your insight, for your warmth, and for your great hair, because I can see it. It's great.
I love it.
Take care, Vanessa.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.